Mesechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Vav, the Mishnah. A person can break open a barrel on Shabbos to get to the figs inside of them so he can eat them. Even though normally this would be usur, due to makeh bepatish, as the Rambam says, or due to baina, as the Ran says, but here it's mutter because this is called mekalkel, this is called being destructive. The Rashba asks here that a destructive act on Shabbos, although it's not usur min ha-Torah, but it's still usur min ha-Rabbanan, so how do we allow it? The Chasam Sofer answers that Rashi is of the opinion ein binyan bekelim. This is brought in Kuntras al Hadaf. The melacha of building applies only to fixed structures, not to movable vessels. Fixing vessels is only asur min rabbanan under the isser of tikkun mana, fixing vessels. Therefore, Rashi is of the opinion that destroying a vessel is entirely mutter, since by definition, the rabbinic isser of tikkun mana does not apply. The Rashba and other Rishanim explain that although in general destructive acts are asur min rabbanan, the Rabbanim permitted opening a container of food in a destructive manner for the sake of Oinig Shabbos, Shabbos enjoyment. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Shin Yud Dalet Sifches allows opening or tearing a disposable container or bag of food on Shabbos, especially if it's done in a destructive manner without creating a proper Pesach. Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik Livracha Nigris Moshe Arachayim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Chof Beis is reluctant to allow stam opening packages. He therefore advises opening all containers and packages that one needs for Shabbos before Shabbos. The Mishnah concludes that the only heter of doing this, opening it in a destructive manner, is if a person doesn't make a nice hole that would turn the barrel into a keli. Gemara. One cannot make a new hole on a keli on Shabbos, but one can widen the hole. Others say that he can't even widen it. But all say if the hole was opened but plugged up before Shabbos, it can be unplugged on Shabbos. Finally, if a mace is in a house and the door is closed, the area around the house is not tameh. But if the door was open, the dalet amos around the house becomes tameh, even if later you close and seal the door. The next Mishnah. One can put cooked food inside an empty pit to keep it fresh, and one can put a jug of clean water inside dirty water in order to cool it off. He can also put cold water into the sun to warm it up. Finally, if while traveling a person's clothes got wet, he can still walk with them on, and we don't have to be chayshish, people will think that he washed them. When he gets close to town, however, he can dry them, but he cannot dry them in front of people because this would be maris ha'ayin. Gemara. The rule is kol makom she'asru chachamim mishum maris ha'ayin, afilu b'chadrei chadarim asur. Any place where the chachamim said something is asur due to maris ha'ayin, it's asur to do it even in private. If that's the case, so how can he spread out his clothes to dry shalei keneged ha'am privately, where nobody's around? Gemara answers, it's really a machlekes tanaim. Taf kuf mem zayin. If someone wears a talus over his shoulder, shalei kederach malbush, he's chayev achatas. And Babylonian pockets, which are the bottom of pants, those are usur to make on Shabbos, since this is also shalei kederach malbush, the Mishnah. One who bathes on Shabbos in the waters of a cave or the hot springs of Tveria, he shouldn't bring home towels, since he may come to squeeze them out, and this would be schita, unless there are a lot of people who remind each other not to squeeze the towel. One can massage, but one cannot rub hard, since it's uvda d'chol. One should not induce vomiting or straighten the limbs of a baby on Shabbos. Also, one should not set a broken bone. Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda holds, although it's usur to rinse with hot water on Shabbos, but it's mutter with cold water. Rabbi Chelbi said the Asaras HaShvatim were lost from Klal Yisrael because they became involved in the gashmias of the wines of Prugisa and the water of Dinyomsis. And in fact, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach went to check out these items and forgot his Torah as a result. Finally, it's usur to induce vomiting with medicine on Shabbos, but by hand, it would be mutter. Daf Kuf Chem Ches. The Gemara paskens that it is mutter to set a broken bone on Shabbos, because if it's not set, it can endanger the broken bone. This marks the end of the perek. Now let's begin perek Chof Gimel, Shoyal, the Mishnah. One is allowed on Shabbos to borrow from his friend pitchers of wine or oil, but he should say hashileni, that it's a short-term loan. And if the malva does not trust him, the leva can give him his talus and leave the talus by him and make the cheshbon for the whole thing after Shabbos. Gemara. Halveni is mashma, a long-term loan. So the malva might accidentally come to write it down on Shabbos. That's why it's usur. Masha enkin, hashileni is a short-term loan, so there's no chshash of ksiva. The Gemara says one may not clap hands or dance on yontif. This is referring, by the way, to maisim that were done for the purposes of avelos. The Gemara Ma'id Katan, Daf Chof Ches, says it's also usur to do this on Chol HaMoed as well. Dancing is usur due to the chashash of tikkun keli, one might come to adjust a musical instrument, and this is usur due to makeh bepatish. The Gemara says it's usur to sit on the edge of an alleyway by the lechi on Shabbos, and we don't give musur to those who do this, since mutav sheyu shaygigin v'al yiyu mezidin. It's better that they don't know about it and they're shaygigin, and they should end up knowing about it and doing it anyway, and therefore being mezidin. But mutav sheyu shaygigin only applies to isurei mirabanan, not to isurim deraisa, like Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. Alone made on Yontif, Rabbi Yosef says it is not redeemable in Bezdin, i.e. the Bezdin will not hear the case. Rabbi says it is reclaimable in Bezdin. Even though normally someone cannot make something into Hektish on Shabbos, but if Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos, and one has not yet designated an animal as a Karban Pesach, he can do it even on Shabbos. The next Mishnah. A person can count on Shabbos the number of guests that he's going to have on Shabbos, and the number of desserts that he needs, but only Baal Peh, not from a list. One can cast lots for food portions with his mishpacha on Shabbos, as long as the portions are equal. And the same halacha applies for the lots that the Kohanim do for Karbanos. Daf Kuf Mem Tes, the Gemara. Reading from a list is usur, since he may come to erase some names of guests or read some business documents. And this is usur due to Uvda Dechol, which is not allowed on Shabbos, as we see from the Pasuk of Mimtzai Chefzecha, Bedaber Dover. One cannot read Lo'or Haner on Shabbos, Gzeira Midrabanan, that someone may come to tip the lamp on Shabbos to make the flame stronger. A person shouldn't use a mirror on Shabbos, since he may see a bad hair and want to cut it. Others say that it's mutter to use a mirror on Shabbos. When the Mishnah talks about lending items, one has to be careful with these loans of items not to accidentally take ribbis of the value of the bread if it goes up. The Gemara says the lots of large versus small portions is usur, even during the week, because this is kuvya, this is dice, i.e. gambling. Gambling is usur, because we say asmachta leikanya, even when a person says, if you win the draw, I'll give you money, but he only says this because he thinks he's going to win. If he would have known that he'll lose, he probably would not have entered into his bet. So when he loses, it's like gzela midrabanan on the part of the winner. Other shitas brought in Shulchan Aruch, Chayshim Mishpat, Simen, Shin Ayin, Sif Gimel, hold that gambling is mutter in certain circumstances, especially if it isn't a person's full-time profession. If Reuven causes his friend Shimon to do an avera, Reuven will not be allowed into the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, Nebuchadnezzar was such a rasha that even the dead people in Gehenim were afraid when he came there. Daf Kuf Nun. Before we begin the next Mishnah, let's give a brief hakdama to the Isurei Midrabanan of Amira La'akum on Shabbos. As we know, it's also to enlist the aid of a goy on Shabbos to do a melacha for you, whether it's a melacha midrabanan or midaraisa, on Shabbos. Rashi here explains, the reason it is also to tell a goy to do a melacha for you is because he becomes your shaliach. And since we say in Kiddushin Mem Aleph Amid Aleph that shluchai shel adam kemoisai, it would be also to ask a goy to do a melacha for you, since when he does the melacha, it's as if you did the melacha. Rashi in Avodah Zarah Tesvav Amid Aleph gives a second reason for the isur of Amir La'akam on Shabbos. And that is due to the pasuk of Vidaber Dover, which teaches us that one is not allowed to speak about weekday matters on Shabbos. Now, although Amir La'akam is normally usur on Shabbos, there are four basic exemptions to this rule, in which case the Chachamim waived this isur and said that Amir La'akam is mutter. And these four exceptions are as follows. Number one, Chayla Kol Guf, or as referred to as a Chayla She'ein by Sakana. If a person is sick, he may instruct a non-Jew to do even a malacha min HaTorah to help improve his condition, for example, to call a doctor. Number two, tsar haguf. If a person is not sick but is suffering considerable body discomfort, one may instruct a guy to do any of the isurim derabanan of Shabbos, but not an isur min haTorah, as long as it will help to remove the cause of the pain or relieve some of the discomfort, for example, putting on cream to a burn. Number three, makom mitzvah. If a mitzvah such as davening, learning Torah, sitting in a sukkah, blowing shofar, cannot be fulfilled unless a certain isur is done, one may instruct a guy to do the isur as long as it's an isur min rabbanan, not an isur min haTorah, in order to enable the person to fulfill the mitzvah. In certain rare cases, l'tzarech mitzvah, it's even mutter to have a guy do a malacha midaraisa, for example, for a bris milah, or if an eruv fell down on Shabbos, one can tell a guy to knock it back up. Finally, in the case of hefsid meruba, if one would suffer a substantial financial loss unless a certain isur is done, one may instruct a non-Jew to do an isur midrabanan, but not a malacha min haTorah, in order to prevent the financial loss from occurring. In addition to these four cases, there are four other cases where we can be makel by Amir La'akam. These include bein hashmashas, doing a malacha muteras, which will certainly, in turn, cause a malacha to happen, psik reisha, amira la'amira, telling a guy to tell another guy, and muktza. We should point out that we're mentioning this introduction not for the purpose of paskening shilas, but rather just to give a broad introduction to the halachas of Amir al-Akam. And since these halachas are very complex, it's of course advisable to speak to a Rav when one has a specific shilah. Now let's begin the Mishnah. A person should not hire workers to work for him on Shabbos. Rashi explains that this is learned from the pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Ches, V'chibadatoi me'asois durachecha, mimtzei cheftzecha, v'daber dover. Don't attend to your business on Shabbos. Also, don't ask someone to hire workers for you. And don't walk out of the Tchum Shabbos or to the border of the Tchum to look for workers. Gemara. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us these halachas? We already know that Amir la'akam is Asr Min Rabbanan, Mishum Shvus, from the previous Mishnah, where it talks about a Nachri Shebal L'chabais. A Nachri wants to put out a fire. We know it's Asr to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Gemara answers, our Mishnah is teaching us that to even speak any business on Shabbos is Asr. But to think about business on Shabbos, this would be mutar. Hirhurim mutarim. Rabbi Yechanan said, it is mutar to think about Torah in all places, except in the Beis HaKisei and the Beis HaMerachatz. Rabbi Chizda and Rabbi Benuna said, although it is Asr to discuss business on Shabbos, it is mutar to discuss money matters for a mitzvah, Chefzei Shamayim. For example, raising money for tzedakah, government issues, communal affairs, making shidduchim, and to teach a child Torah or a trade. In Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis, we learn that a father has a chiyuv to teach his son an umnas. In fact, this Gemara is the source for the song that we sing on Shabbos, Mayadidus, where we say, Chafatzecha bayasurim, your needs, your business is asur to do on Shabbos, v'gam lachshev cheshbainus, but hirhurim mutarim u'dushadei chavanus. Things for Chafzei Shamayim would be mutar to discuss on Shabbos. The Gemara says it's asur to speak out plans to do on Sunday if they involve tasks that would be asur to do on Shabbos. The Gemara says one should not take care of his weekday needs until he makes Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos. And even if you made Havdalah in Mariv, i.e. through Atachan Antanu, you still need to make the regular Havdalah al HaKais. But if you want, you can still do Malacha by just saying the words HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol after Shabbos has ended. We should point out that even if one does this, he still has a Chiyuv to at some point make the regular Havdalah over the Kais. And until he does this, it is Osur to eat, as we see in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Tzadik Tes, Sif Yud Alf. Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, the Mishnah. One can await the night at the Tchum border for Achnosis Kala, or to deal with a mace. These are, of course, Chefzei Shamayim. If a guy carries a flute for a Yisrael to use, if it was done Bederach Iser, i.e. Hoitza, the Yehudi cannot use it at all on that Shabbos. Because this would be benefiting from a locha that was done specifically for a Jew on Shabbos by a guy, which is Aser. Gemara. If a guy digs a hole, and we don't know if he did it for himself or the Yehudi, Misafik, then we say that it can be used. And if a city has a bathhouse open on Shabbos, if Rav Ha'ir is Nachrim, so after Shabbos, it can be used immediately. But if Rav Ha'ir are Yehudim, then he must wait until after Shabbos, not just to go to the bathhouse after Shabbos, but he has to wait a period of time, the shear of Pichdei Sheyasa, as long as it would take to warm up the hot water. The Mishnah. On Shabbos, we can take care of all basic needs of a mace, of a dead person, which relate to kavod ha-mace. Gemara. One cannot smear anything onto any type of a floor, because we're afraid he'll level it out, and this would be the malacha of Baina. The next Mishnah. One is not allowed to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos, because this is an Aver, and Avarim are Muktzah. And even during the week, it is Osir at the moment of death to do this, and anyone who closes the eyes of a dying person at the time of Yitzias Neshama, it is like he is Shefech Damim, it's like he is a murderer. Gemara. The mashal is that if you touch a candle that is flickering out, then it goes out immediately. The same thing is true for a mace. If you touch his eyes, you could cause his death to happen quicker than it should have. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, a day-old baby, we can be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Since one time, if we're Mechal Shabbos for the baby, it can lead to him keeping many, many Shabbosos. Chilalav Shabbos Echad, kadei sheyishmar Shabbosos harbe. Masha'enken, if someone is already dead, even if he's David HaMelech, we cannot be Mechal Shabbos for him, since he can never do mitzvahs anymore. Rav Chanina said, it is usher to sleep alone in a house because you have to be afraid of Shadim. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, give tzedakah as long as you have money, because when Mashiach comes, there will be no aniyim, and when you die, it will be out of your control to give tzedakah. Shmuel argues, and says that in the days of Mashiach, there will be aniyim, since Ein Bein Olam Hazeh L'Yemaisa Mashiach Elo Shibud Malchios Bilvad. The only difference between Olam Hazeh and Yemaisa Mashiach is that Yemaisa Mashiach will not be under the servitude of the Goyim. Rav Loza ben Kapper said, a person should always be mispal that poverty should not visit his family, since even if it does not strike him, it can strike his son, since poverty is like a revolving wheel. The Aruch HaShulchan, Yeredeya, Simen, Reish Mem Zayin, Sifhei, writes that he has a Masera, that one who undertakes to solicit tzedakah on behalf of aniyim is assured that his family and his descendants will never have to beg on their own behalf. And the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, explains that the significance of the prayer of Ashrei, that we say three times a day, is that it contains the pasuk Paiseach es yadecha umasbia l'chol chai ratzon. Hashem opens his hand and sustains every living thing. Rabbeinu Yonah derives from the fact that the Gemara attaches so much significance to the pasuk of Paiseach es yadecha that when saying Ashrei, a person is mechuyev to concentrate on the meaning of the pasuk, and if he does not do that, he has to go back and say it again. Rabbi Chiya said to his wife, when a poor man comes to the door, rush to give him bread. In fact, we know that call merachem al abrius, merachmin alav min hashamayim. Because she'ena merachem al abrius, e'en merachmin alav min hashamayim. Finally, there are three kinds of tears, three good types, medicine, laughter, and smells, and three bad types, smoke, tsaras, and pain. Daf Kuf Nun Beis. For the first 40 years of one's life, solid foods are good for a person. After that, liquids are best. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha was bald, and someone came along and made fun of his baldness. They said a hadras panim is when someone has a beard. The simcha of the heart is a wife, and the nachla of Hashem is children. Rabbi Yitzchak said, every tzaddik gets a special dwelling place in Shemayim, tailor-made for him. The Gemara says the soul of a person mourns for him all 7 days of Shiva, following his death, as we see from the pasuk, the nafshei olav te'evel. And it says in Bereishis Perek Nun, v'yas li'oviv evel shivas yamim, referring to Yosef, vis-a-vis his father, that the Avelos was for 7 days. So from here we see that Avelos is for 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there are no relatives to sit Shiva for a mace, there are seven relatives who have to sit Shiva for a mace. This includes a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a son, a daughter, or a spouse. In this case, if there's nobody to sit Shiva for a mace, then 10 men should sit Shiva in the place of death. The Gemara then relates that Rabbi Yehuda's neighbor died without any surviving mourners, and Rabbi Yehuda brought a group of 10 men to the deceased house for 7 days. Afterwards, the deceased man appeared to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream and blessed him for having comforted his soul. Kuntres al-Daf brings the Shilte Gibarim in Ma'id Katan, Daf Yud Ches, where it's brought in the Rif, that the Shilte Gibarim deduces from this Gemara that it's preferable for Avelim to sit Shiva at the place where the relative's soul expired. Apparently, the deceased soul lingers in the place of his death and is comforted with the words of comfort spoken to the mourners. He also suggests that Rabbi Yehuda specifically brought 10 men to the house of the mace because he wanted to arrange for a minyan to be mispalel there. Davening with a minyan at the house of a mace is a comfort to the neshama because the shechina is always present when there is a minyan of 10 men who are mispalel together. The Rambam in Hilchas Avelos, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Dalet, writes vis-a-vis this Gemara, that if the mace has no body to mourn for him, then 10 honorable men should sit in his place throughout the 7 days of mourning, and the rest of the people should gather there to offer words of comfort. The Rama in Simon Shin Ayin Vav Sif Gimel writes that he has never seen a group of people sitting Shiva at the home of a person who died without relatives, as the Rambam has mentioned before. However, he says that it is a worthwhile practice to gather a minyan of 10 men to daven there anyway, because that provides nachas ruach, a sense of satisfaction and comfort to the soul of the deceased. Rav Avo said, anything that is said in front of the mace hears until the cover of the coffin is put on. Rav Eliezer says, the souls of tzaddikim are stored under the kisei hakavod, but their bodies turn to dust like everyone else's. For the first 12 months after death, the body remains intact, but the neshama rises to shamayim. After 12 months, the guf ceases to exist, and the neshama goes up permanently. Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. Rav Yehuda said, from the hesped a person gets when he dies, it is obvious if he is a ben olam haba or not. Because we see if a lot of people cry for him, it's obvious that he's a ben olam haba. It's a good idea for people to always be dressed in white. The mashal is that the tzaddikim are always ready to serve Hashem, so that they are rewarded with food and drink as servants of Hashem. As the pasuk in Koheles, Perek Tes says, b'chol eis yihyu begadecha levanim, they should be white, this refers to tzitzis, and the pasuk v'shemen al reishcha al yechsar refers to tefillin. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin the final perek of Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chav Dalet, Mi Shehechshich.
There's a Mishnah here that talks about a person who is on his way, who is traveling, and it comes Shabbos time. What is he supposed to do with all of his stuff? Now we know that Hotzah, Mershus L'Rishus, is an Isser, Halakha L'Maisha Misina, carrying from Rishus Hayachat to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, is aser halacha l'mayishim misinei. We also know that carrying dalet amos within a rishus harabim is a tolda of this melacha of hotzah. So what is a person supposed to do? He has a wallet. What is he supposed to do with it? Naisein kisoy l'nachri. He's supposed to give your wallet to a guy before shkia. Rashi says this means before shkia. The Rush says you could even give it to the guy after shkia. The Gemara says, my time in Deshari, how are you allowed to give it to a guy? We know you're not allowed to have a guy do malacha for you on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, ein adam ma'amid atzmai al mamayne. What we're really afraid of is a person is very makpid on his money, and we're afraid that if we're not going to let him do anything, he's just going to carry it himself, dalet amos b'rishus harabim, and it'll become oiver on an iser. So therefore we allow him to do at least this much to give it to a guy. Now, what do you do if there is no guy? Then we say that it's okay to put the wallet on a chamor, on a donkey. Now we also know that there's a chiyuv of shvisas behema. So how are you allowed to do this? So the Gemara says it's better to put it on a chamor, but the chamor should carry it, than to give it to a person. And it's even better to give it to a chamor than to give it to a cheresh, shaita, the cut. Then the Gemara brings down chamisha lo yasrimu. There's five people who are not allowed to give truma. The imtarmu, and if these five people did give truma, ain trumas and truma, then it's not considered a truma. Who are these five? Cheresh, shaita, the cotton, a nachri, and tarim she'en shalay, a person who gives truma when it doesn't, these vegetables or whatever it is, doesn't belong to him. We know that because of the pasuk of tvuas zarecha, which says it has to belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, you're not allowed to give it, and if you do give it, it's not a good truma. Then the Gemara mentions on the side, my lichai pachas mi dalet dalet. We know we've had this before. The person carries dalet. Let's say the person carries two amos, then two amos, then two amos. Midaraisa that's mutter. But we know that's asur midarabanan al tshuvus derabanan. The Gemara also mentions the isur of mechamer, which is leading an animal to do a melacha. Then finally, the Gemara mentions, in speaking about all the different alternatives, what do you do? The Gemara says that b'di'evid, it's mutter on Shabbos, and this is really the last resort, to actually run all the way to your house with the chavila or with your wallet that you're carrying. And then you throw the wallet into the house, into the Rishus Hayochid, Kila Acher Yad, sort of backhanded, or in a way different than you would normally put it into a house. So it's not really a Hanacha. So basically the Maskana, this Gemara, comes out in order of preference. Number one, the first thing you want to do is give it to a Nachri. If there is no Nachri, you give it to a Chamor. If there's no Chamor, you give it to a Shaita. The next in order is a Cheresh or a Katan. The fifth is pachas dalet dalet. You're allowed to walk two amos, two amos, two amos till you get to the house. And lastly, if none of those are alternatives, you can run all the way to the house and then you throw it into the house, kilacher yat. Daf kuf nun dalet. We say davar shechayav in al shigigasei chatas, something which is chayav if you do it b'shagig, you're chayav chatas. That same thing, if you do it b'mezid, is chayav skila. Of course, that's with edim and with hasra. Otherwise, it's a chayav kars. Midrabanan, we say, Ein mevatlin keli mehechana. And we had this, of course, earlier in the Masechta. This is specifically referring to putting pillows underneath the behema in order to catch a klius chuchis, which is going to break if it falls off the behema. We say, Tzar balechayim is an iser d'araisa. We bring down the sheet of Rabban Gamliel, who holds that Tzar balechayim is only an iser d'rabanan. There's also a reference here to the Mishnah in Be'ah, which talks about the iser of riding a behema or climbing a tree on Shabbos. And the chshash of both of these is because we're afraid of kaitzer. We're afraid if he rides a behema, he may pull off a branch from the tree to hit the behema or to get the behema to move a little bit quicker. Along with these gezeiras, once they were geizer this already, they were also geizer. You're not allowed to, not only are you not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch a tree on Shabbos. And not only are you not allowed to ride a behema on Shabbos, you're not allowed to play with a behema at all on Shabbos. Which means if you have a pet, for example, in the house, a dog, you're not allowed to touch the dog on Shabbos or play with the dog on Shabbos. However, you are allowed to feed the behemoth on Shabbos, as we'll see in a minute. We do say, though, the halacha, the ilam, when we're dealing with a tree, tzadadin aser, to actually touch the tree itself or something that touches the tree, that's aser. But sidei tzadadin is mutter. So, for example, you're not allowed to touch the peg, a peg which is set into a tree, but you are allowed to touch a ladder, which is touching a peg, which is touching the tree. That is allowed to be touched, because that's sidei stud. Taf kuf nun hei. We have a mishnah that says you're allowed to make food from scratch for a behema on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to make existing food more appetizing. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Also in the Mishnah, we say you're not allowed to force feed an animal on Shabbos. The Gemara then says, "Naisei mazim lifnei hakelev b'Shabbos, avoloi lechazir." You're allowed to put food in front of the kelev so he'll eat it on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to put food in front of the chazir, in front of the pig on Shabbos. Why is this the case? Because as we say, a dog is a man's best friend, or vice versa. Since the dog relies on you for food, he's not going to be able to find food by himself. So for him, you're allowed to give it food, but to a pig, which manages to fend for himself and to find food for himself, a pig you're not allowed to give food to on Shabbos. The Gemara says that's why Hashem made it take 3 days for a dog to digest food, as a matter of rachamim, because a dog can't really find food by himself. We then say lisha, kneading, is an isser on Shabbos. And we discuss that in somewhat of a detail also. Daf kuf nun vav. Lisha is when you mix water together with the kemach. Then the Gemara says, the day of the week that you were born can influence the kind of person you are. And there's also discussion about the position of the moon and a number of other things. But we do say that although this influences a person's particular mazel, a person can be mispalel to change whatever destiny they do have. There's also a discussion about astrology, constellations, stargazers, etc. The Gemara then says we're really not supposed to ask a fortune teller for advice. The reason is because of the pasuk of Tamim Tihiyeh Lashem Elokecha. However, if you find out by accident something that a stargazer said is going to happen to you, and for example, something bad is going to happen to you, you should take that very seriously. So l'chatchila, you're not supposed to ask a stargazer or someone who deals with that to tell you what's going to happen, but if you find out by accident, you can definitely take it seriously. And we also note, tztaka tatzil mimavas, giving a lot of tztaka could save you from death. The Gemara brings down a story of the daughter of Rabbi Akiva, who was saved on her wedding day because of some tztaka that she had given the day before. When people were busy preparing for the wedding, she found time to give tztaka to an ani, and she was saved from a snake that was actually in the wall, ready to bite her on her wedding day. It's mentioned here a discussion about Gilui Reish, going in Gilui Reish, wearing a yarmulke. And we say there's no isser to go out by Gilui Reish, it's only a minig chasidus. The Mishnah says, "Im loy hayis nevela me'erev Shabbos." Let's say something wasn't already a nevela on Erev Shabbos, it was chai. Then you're not allowed to give it to a kelev on Shabbos. Why? Because Erev Shabbos, it wasn't mina muchan. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda, something wasn't mina muchan, which is the basis of muktza. Then you're not allowed to use it at all on Shabbos because it becomes basically muktza. If something wasn't achila, or it wasn't muchan, it wasn't destined to be eaten on Erev Shabbos, that puts it in the category of not muchan, and that automatically makes it muktza on Shabbos. Am Rabbi Yechanan, we say halacha kistam Mishnah, and we say muktza machmas chesaron kis, which we mentioned numerous times earlier. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, he would be mighty, but it's muktza under all circumstances. We say Beis Shammai holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who's machmir by muktza. Beis Hillel holds like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who's mekel on muktza. And we have here a little bit of a discussion about the maskana of the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We basically paskin like Rav Shimon Lakula by a davar she'ena miskaven, by a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa, and generally speaking by muktza. And we paskin lahalacha even by a muktza machmas mius, for example a ner yashin, that is mutter on Shabbos, like the shita of Rav Shimon. Muktza machmas iser,
something for example like chametz on Pesach,
that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and we also say migud iskatzoy lebein hashmashus iskatzoy lekulu yayma, something which was not mutter during the entire period of bein hashmashus remains aser for the entire Shabbos. This we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. By muktza machmas chesaron kis, something which is very valuable to a person, we pass in, even in fact Rabbi Shimon is maida, that's aser on Shabbos also. And we say that a keli shemalachte leiser, we pass in that it's mutter letzarach gufoy umakaymai, but it's not mutter michama. Let's see. Then we have a Mishnah that says a baal, a husband, is allowed to be mefer neder of his wife on Shabbos, bein letzarech, bein shaloi letzarech. And not only that, he's allowed to be mefer laatzmai from a Talmud Chacham on Shabbos, only letzarech. Zman, the zman of hafaras netarim, is a machlokes. when exactly is that? We know that it's supposed to be within the day. The question is it just the end of that particular day, or it's a full me'esle, it's a full 24 hours, we paskin, it's the end of that particular day. Finally, the Masechta ends up with a story where we discuss the halachas of medida, which is measuring, which is really an uvda dechol, but we say that that is mutter l'tzarech mitzvah. And as we see in the Gemara, a story of one of the Amoraim who was sitting in a tub and actually measuring it, and they asked him, if it's not a l'tzarech mitzvah, how are you measuring? And he said that it's really misasik, I really didn't know what I was doing, there's a number of pshatim, exactly what is meant by this, whether it's a davashein a miskaven, or it's misasik. But either way, if we say that it's misasik, we know that misasik is an iser derabbanan.
Hadrin Allah, Masechta Shabbos.